Wildfire crews in California, Arizona, and New Mexico worked into the weekend to contain some stubborn blazes. In California, near Lake Isabella, about 150 miles north of Los Angeles, crews fought a fire that burned more than 600 acres and destroyed a house, a cabin, and other buildings. In southern Arizona, officials estimated that the crews had contained about 60% of a blaze on Mount Lemmon. That fire has burned for almost 2 weeks across 34,000 acres. It has destroyed more than 300 homes, cabins, and businesses in the community of Summerhaven. Investigators believe that fire was started by someone, but they have no suspects. And in New Mexico, hundreds of firefighters battled two blazes along the Rio Grande through the center of Albuquerque. Late last week, police in Albuquerque arrested three teenagers on charges that they caused the first of the fires. Weekend Edition commentator Kate Nelson lives north of the city and writes for the Albuquerque Tribune.
The whole city smells like a smoldering campfire. Night after night, flames, some as high as a five-story building, have devoured 500 acres of a state park in the heart of Albuquerque. Police said three teenagers who were arrested had been playing with fireworks. As hundreds of families in surrounding neighborhoods fled their homes and hundreds of firefighters charged in, an oddity occurred. Sales picked up at fireworks stands. That's right. Here in the combustible West, we still celebrate our nation's freedom by blowing stuff up. Black cats, Roman candles, state parks. As the fires burned, New Mexico's leaders talked a good game about banning fireworks, but admitted they could only limit their use, not their sale. Either way, fireworks fans started stocking up, just in case. As always, local fireworks magnates said that their bombs burning in air were safe, as long as people use them safely. Their mantra of personal responsibility started to sound a lot like the gun lobbies, but they didn't even try to back it up with waiting periods, background checks, and safety classes. Instead, they offered warning labels. Caution: emits flame and sparks. Do not hold in hand. Light fuse and get away. Come on. Granted, fireworks aren't the only thing that sets forests on fire. But for fear of that happening again, New Mexico's public lands are now being closed to the public. So whose independence is at stake? The yahoo who wants to fire off a few rounds in the name of liberty? Or the rest of us who just want to take a hike on the lands that were made for you and me?
Kate Nelson is a columnist for the Albuquerque Tribune.